As you can probably imagine, I get letters and emails all the time. And always they start off saying, "Dear Reverend so-and-so." And, you know, I think people in the world are really well-intentioned, and they're really only trying to show respect. I think it's considered common courtesy and proper etiquette in addressing ministers as reverend. But regarding the word reverend as it's used in the Bible, it's only used of God in our English Bible in Psalm number 111 and verse 9. And in the King James Version it says, "He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name." Now, this tells me that God alone is to be addressed as reverend. Other translations use such things as awesome in the New King James, the New American Standard, and CEV uses fearsome, and many of them use awe-inspiring, awesome, and terrifying. But the Hebrew word actually is applied to men several times. In Joshua 4:14, "On that day the Lord exalted in the sight of Israel, and they feared him as they had feared Moses all the days of his life." Well, this is the word that's translated reverend or revered. David, in 1 Samuel 18 and verse 2, Saul was still more afraid of David, and so Saul became David's enemy continually. The word afraid comes from this same word. But the term reverend has become one of many titles that is worn by various religious leaders. And we look at what are called the Orthodox churches that use different terms depending upon the position they enjoy. Such things as His All Holiness, His Beatitude, His Eminence, His Excellency, the Right Reverend, the Very Right Reverend, the Very Reverend Father, the Reverend Mother or Mother Superior. But also amongst so-called Protestant churches, it's not uncommon to find these titles such as Father, Doctor, Apostle, Bishop, Pastor, Elder, Deacon, Evangelist, Preacher, Minister, or Teacher. Now, the question is this: is the use of such titles appropriate? Is it appropriate? And how about when we are describing the work that one does in the service of the Lord? Is it appropriate? That's the question. Well, let's start by looking at the general subject of the use of titles. First of all, we notice that Jesus has somewhat to say about this in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 7. The scribes and the Pharisees love to be called by men rabbi. He says, "Greetings in the marketplaces," and to be called rabbi, rabbi. Well, what does he say about this? Well, he forbids his apostles or his disciples from being called rabbi in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 8. "But you do not be called rabbi." I don't know how much more specific that has to be. That's pretty pointed. Do not be called rabbi. And also he tells them that they are not to be called father in Matthew 23 and 9. "Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your Father, he who is in heaven. Now, this is not meaning that your children can't say, that's my Father. That's not what this is talking about. This is talking about the use of religious titles. And he says, call no man on earth your Father. And also in Matthew 23:10, he says, and do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. So we're talking about using these terms as titles, religious titles is what we're talking about. But they're also not only titles, but they're used for the purpose of exalting men. Jesus condemns the use of salutations and titles that exalt men above another. This is quite evident from the context of Matthew chapter 23. The scribes and the Pharisees love being called by men rabbi and so forth. Why? Because they love the best places at the feast and the best seats in the synagogue and greetings in the marketplace. And to be called by men, rabbi, rabbi. They would like to be exalted above others. They like it. But this is totally contrary to the principle of servitude and humility that is taught by our Lord. In Matthew 23, beginning at verse 11, notice what Jesus says here. He who is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled. And he who humbles himself will be exalted. According to our Lord, we are to view ourselves equally as brethren. In Matthew 23:8, you do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. That's the key. You are all brethren. Now, if the use of religious titles that exalt men over others are condemned by Christ, what about these terms being used to describe the service that one does? Well, let's look at the use of these terms as descriptions. These have been approved by the apostles. First of all, Peter and Paul frequently use descriptive terms. They use the term apostle, prophet, evangelist, teacher. Read with me from Ephesians 4 and verse 11. This is where Paul talks about one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, and so forth. Then down verse 11, he says, He himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers. These were all terms that described jobs that people do. Be like janitor. But you wouldn't say, he's janitor so-and-so. That wouldn't be correct. He is a janitor. That's a job that he does. Now, also, elder, such terms as elder and bishop and deacon in 1 Peter 5, verses 1 and 2. Notice now what Peter says. The elders who are among you, I exhort, who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly and not for dishonest gain. What are they to do? They're elders, but what are they to do? Serve as overseers. Serve as overseers. That's what they do. They shepherd the flock. In Philippians chapter 1, and verses 1 and 2, Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, notice the term saints, with the bishops, and deacons. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, notice the term saint, bishop, and deacon. It's all describing what people do. We are saints. Why? Because we are sanctified to God. Bishops oversee. They look after the flock. And deacons serve the congregation. That's what they do. They're servants. But it's not a title. Not a title. In his letter to the Corinthians, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 15, "For though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel." Now, what was Paul talking about here? What was he talking about? Well, he uses the term father to describe himself. In what way? In what way? "I have begotten you through the gospel." This is a similar way that Paul uses the term concerning Timothy in 1 Corinthians 4, down at verse 17. "For this reason I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways as I teach everywhere in every church." Paul never assumed the title father, but to Timothy, he was like a father. He's like a father. Why? Because he taught him the gospel. It was Paul's work with Timothy that made Timothy beloved and faithful. Now, what about this describing what one does? Well, such terms were used to describe what individuals did in service to the Lord. For instance, what their function was in the body. Let's look at Romans 12, verses 3 through 8. Romans chapter 12, we're normally looking at verses 1 and 2, but we're going to look at verses 3 through 8 this time. "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness." None of these terms are used in an official way as a title. We don't have exhorters, givers. We don't have these things. They're what somebody does. That's all. They're what somebody does. The terms were never used as official titles, such as apostle so-and-so or father so-and-so or elder so-and-so or pastor so-and-so or deacon or evangelist. Do you notice that Paul... Oh, I didn't put that in here. I wanted to put that on here, but I have it in my notes. I'm glad I have notes this week. Peter and Paul were never called Apostle Peter or Apostle Paul. Notice that? And by the way, they weren't called Saint Paul or Saint Peter either. just a little side note. But the term was used to describe their service to the Lord. Look at Romans 1 and verse 1. Paul, now listen to what he says. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle and separated to the gospel. What do these terms do? They describe what he does. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in all Achaia. You see how the terms are used. Now, the difference may, to some, seem insignificant. But there is a distinction between using terms as titles to address someone, such as Evangelist Galen Evans. And we have the worst time when I first meet people trying to decide what to call me. I don't care who it is. As soon as they find out that I'm the preacher here, they want to know what to call me. Now, I have jokingly said, well, just don't call me late for dinner. But, you know. But I'll say, well, just call me by my name. Galen Evans. I'm just Galen. Well, aren't you Pastor Kim? Or Reverend Kim? No, I'm not. No. And they just can't get over that. They just can't get over it. I've had some people who, despite what I say, they keep right on calling me by some title. But it is correct to address me as Galen Evans, who is an evangelist. Why? Because it describes what I do. And I oftentimes, I'll sign correspondence for the church, and I'll put Galen Evans, evangelist, because that tells people what I do. And I might add, when I sent out correspondence and we had an eldership here, I would sign it as Galen Evans, comma, elder, so that people would know that I was one of the overseers and that they would understand where it was coming from. That's perfectly correct. But there's a difference between obeying the teaching of Christ, who is our Lord and teacher, in Matthew 23, 8 through 10, where he said, do not be called rabbi, do not be called teacher, do not call on anyone on earth your father, do not be called teachers, one is your teacher. There's a difference between obeying this and understanding the proper use of descriptions. In Ephesians 4 and verse 11 again, look at it. He gave some to be apostles. He gave some to be prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. And really, those who have humbled themselves have no problem with the Lord's admonition at all. No problem. They are not offended if people do not use religious titles to refer to them. In fact, think about this. If it was good enough for Paul and good enough for Peter to be called by their first names, it's good enough for me and Mickey and Drew and Tom. And on and on and on and on to go. The use of titles is loved by those who desire to be exalted in the eyes of their associates. How much better it is that we be exalted in the eyes of our Savior. That's what's really important. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5, Peter says, "Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another. Be clothed with humility." Now, I want you to notice that, and I want you to take that in. This is what God expects of each one of us. Submissive to one another and clothed with humility. When a congregation is observing this point right here, you don't have any dissension. You don't have any backbiting. You don't have any type of dissension going on in the congregation. Why? Because they are submitting to one another and clothing themselves with humility. And you know why we have to do this? Here's the answer. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That's why. So, no place for religious titles. And by the way, this is just a side. I see I got enough time to talk about this. Brother is not a title. I only learned that in Texas. I found out that the folks in Texas called the preacher brother no matter what. He was Brother Evans. This is Joe. That's Brother Evans. Why is he Brother Evans? Okay, he's a preacher. And that, using the term brother is just as a title, it's just as wrong as using the word pastor. It's trying to elevate somebody above others. And you know, in the New Testament church, the preacher's eyeball to eyeball with everybody in the congregation. In the world, the preacher's looking down on the congregation. That's not the way it is in the church. The preacher's looking eyeball to eyeball. And that's the way it should be. Let's make sure that we observe what the Bible teaches on this important subject and be sure that we don't allow ourselves to be caught up in the denominational practice of putting religious titles on preachers or anyone. Could even happen to elders too.